I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. There's good news and bad news coming out of Sumatra, Indonesia. The news comes after massive quakes rocked the West Coast, resulting in tsunami warnings. World Vision's Jimmy Nadopdop says damage isn't bad, but emotions are fragile because of all the aftershocks.
100 earthquake tremors happened in this area after the strongest one that happened. People scared, people tired. Very difficult for them. They go out again. They still went to the higher ground because they're afraid of the tsunami or things like that.
That's giving World Vision team members a chance to share from the heart. Next, Ethiopia is the only country still using the ancient Julian calendar. Under it, the country marked the beginning of the new millennium just last week. SAM's partner church, the Ethiopian Kalahewa Church, celebrated with outreach and ministry. The church is using the event as a springboard for renewed church vision and mission. Before the year's out, they're hoping that every member of the church will make a point of sharing the gospel with at least one person. And Worldwide Christian School's lunch money program has a catchphrase: pocket change is worth more than you think. 20 cents provides an Indian student their only meal of the day, and Emily Klooster says North American students can supply that.
What we do is we mail them lunch money canisters, and we also will mail them brochures or posters or any other materials that they would like to use to get the news out to their church or their school.
One Michigan school raised $2,700 in a month. Students were excited to help. Klooster encourages everyone to join.
One child, 20 children, thousands of children, whoever would like to participate, we'll take them.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also do so safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.